This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attaboy, Mad Max. Spin them damn tunes. Before we get to Rod and Dallas, thanks to JP Flame, obviously, from the Junks. Faith Restored is the new book, faithrestoredbook.com. Make sure you go out and pre-order it. Nikki Javala put this up. They're down to only 10 players that were drafted before 2024 when Adam Peters and Dan Quinn took over. Still on the roster. Max, can you... How many of the 10 do you think you can name?
I looked at the list earlier.
Ah, okay. Never mind.
But, well, I can try it because they're probably mostly gone out of my head.
Yeah.
Does Revo count? I don't know if he was drafted.
No, he was not drafted. He was not drafted.
Terry McLaurin was on the team before then, but I'm going to say Terry anyway.
Right.
John Bates.
Yes.
Quan Martin.
Yes.
Deron Payne.
Yes.
Man. I'm going to hear these names and I'm going to see them again in literally 2 seconds when I pull up the list, and it's going to hurt.
I mean, you were close on a couple of different positions.
Chris Rodriguez.
There you go. And then there are a couple of names that, you know, people are going to probably be like, oh yeah, that's true. Right. Okay. Looks like he's going to be a key key depth piece on the offensive line. Had a good camp.
Oh, Chris Paul.
Yeah, there you go. How about a tight end that's probably not going to make the roster?
Oh, Cole Turner.
There you go. How about a defensive end, edge, that's probably not going to make the roster? 7th round pick a couple years ago. 2023.
There are people screaming it at their radio right now, and I can't hear them, and it's devastating.
It's okay. It's all right.
Give me the name.
It's hard on the spot.
Give me the name.
Andre Jones.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
so here's the official list. 2018, Deron Payne, first round. 2019, and that pick and Terry McLaurin was Bruce Allen, Jay Gruden, what have you. 2019, Terry McLaurin, third round. Then all the rest are Ron Rivera, Marty Party people. Sam Cosmi, 2021, second round. John Bates, 2021, fourth round. And the administration obviously got him done on an extension. See, this is why, speaking of Bates, I pointed this out with Cosmi earlier this week. Like, this notion that if they didn't draft these guys, that they just turn a nose to them. Not true. They didn't draft Sam Cosmi not immediately, but quickly gave him a nice extension. They didn't draft John Bates. Recognized how talented he is as a blocker, especially, gave him a contract extension. But anyway, 2022, Percy Butler, who they did give a one-year contract extension to. Cole Turner, Chris Paul, as we mentioned, both 2022, fifth round for Turner, seventh round for Paul. 2023, Quan Martin, who's going to get a big contract extension, second round. Chris Rodriguez, sixth round, also in 2023, and Andre Jones. So, again, 10 players drafted on a 90-man roster right now that were drafted before these guys got here. Pretty incredible, huh? I mean, you knew. I've mentioned several times this week, think about this. And today, Emmanuel Forbes. Think about Fedarian Mathis. Think about Jamin Davis. Think about those three guys. They got nothing for them. Jahan Dotson, at least they were able to spin into something. And trust me on this, if Chase Young would have still been here when AP got here, they would have cut his ass too. Trust me on that. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So we're reacting, obviously, to the Brian Robinson trade. I need to get into something else that ESPN put out about a week ago that I haven't gotten into yet. But first, I want to take Rod in Dallas and his call here to start the 3 o'clock hour as we lead you up till 4 o'clock on a Friday. What's up, Rod? How are you?
What's happening, man?
What's shaking, Rod?
Hey, I just wanted to... Well, first of all, let me say good luck to my man, B-Rob, going out to San Fran. Hope he has a better opportunity.
Oh, did we lose him? Oh, Rod, I think we lost you there for a second. So before you laughed, I heard good luck to B-Rob. Hope he does well in San Francisco. I don't know what else I missed in between that.
Yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I got you now. Got you now.
Yeah, I'm an over-the-road truck driver, so I'm
That's
going
right.
down the highway.
That's okay. Be safe.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. No, I got you. I was just telling you to be safe.
Okay. Look.
Yep.
I appreciate you, brother. Hey, shout-out to my man Steve Zabin and Smoking Al Coken. You was bringing back the old school with Coach Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
It's Redskin Rod. Full name's Redskin Roderick, but I do live in Dallas, Texas. I want to let everybody in D.C. know I've been kicked out of some of the finest sports bars in Dallas, Texas. Rooting for my beloved Skins.
But Chris,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, Chris, I want to tell you about InTouch VP. InTouch VP. Little tracking device, man. All you got to do is put it underneath your seat. I put mine in the back of my, in the trunk, or, you know, where you change your spare tire at.
Right.
Let you know right, it's like 98% accurate, let you know exactly where your car is.
So I've heard a lot about GPS tracking devices. I've never heard specifically that one, but I can promise you, I can promise you, my next car will have an in-car tracking device. And I will write that down because you want to talk about like all the regrets that you have. And the lessons that you've learned, and that's one of them.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, the InTouch is the battery. You pay one time. You don't make no monthly payments. And the battery lasts like about three. I've had mine for 4 years, and my battery's still going.
So basically, you put it in your truck, and what? You can find your location of your truck wherever from your phone.
Of your phone on the app.
Okay.
You pay one time.
Uh-huh.
You pay one time. No monthly payments. It'll let you. It's 98% accurate. My girlfriend wrecked her car, and so I let her use my car, and I said, "Baby, work, school, home. Go to work, drop the kids off at school, come back home." She's 4 hours away.
That sounds like a bigger issue that you're going to have to deal with at another phone call.
Hey, Chris, I had my homie take me 4 hours out there. It's 98% accurate.
Oh, my gosh.
My car.
She's like, okay, now, she sees you. She's like, what the hell? That's great. That's great. Hey, can you give Jerry Jones one? He needs to find a clue. Ba-dum-bum.
Hey, I love you guys, man. Hail to the Redskins.
There you go. Thank you, Rod.
The Commanders, baby.
I appreciate you. Thank you, buddy. Good to hear from you. It's Rod in Dallas. That was fun. In touch, VP. I got to get something. I mean, some people said, well, do you have anything on your computer? No, I have technology, but I don't know. I never expected somebody to steal my car out of a secured parking garage.
No one does.
I mean, so I was dumb. I'll admit, I've learned lessons. It still doesn't make it right. But, yeah. All right, before we get to the ESPN piece. Let's go to Lou in D.C. What up, Lou? How are you?
Chris, man. What's happening, my man? How you doing, man?
What's shaking, Lou? What's going on?
What's shaking like I don't know what. But,
bacon?
Hey, man. Yeah, man. Like your man said, man, you need to get a GPS in your vehicle. And plus, get some in 2025, man. You got that 1999, whatever it was. You know, that's easy to say.
2019,
I'll have
you know. And it was 2020.
Oh, sheesh. Okay, all right.
I mean, Lou, I'm old, but I'm not that old.
I'm just messing with you. Well, get a stick shift, too. I mean, if you get a stick shift,
then they don't know how to drive it. He's right.
Yeah.
No.
But then again, that's you gotta.
You know who doesn't know how to drive a stick shift? Me!
Yeah, me as well.
There's always time to learn, Chris.
Yeah, speaking of, I guess, Brian Robertson. I mean, I'm happy for him that he found a team to go that won him, and I'm gonna miss him a little bit because at the end of the day, I still think that they might need a thumper inside that red zone. And
Chris Rodriguez,
I hope they get it from Rodriguez.
Well, that's the idea, right? Is you get the little thumper with a little more, I don't know, sizzle, downhill aggression, what have you, in Chris Rodriguez, and then you get Bill, who can break it outside along with running and slashing in the middle between the tackles.
Right. Yeah. I'm happy for him. He that wanted to trade for him, and he have a job at least. So that's for him. And as far as, I was asking Max about the Micah Parsons thing. Is it true? I mean, I don't know. I know it's a long way to go, but he wants to come to DC and play here.
Well, look, they've always talked affectionately, Quinn and Micah, about each other. So, I mean, could I rule it out completely? No. The problem is, if we think Jerry Jones is nuts now, what would be the reaction to Jerry Jones trading him in the division, even though he would make a lot back in return?
Right. Yeah, but other than that, Matt, like I said, I don't even want to get into that Terry thing, man. I don't know what's going on, but, homeboy need to get with the team and get acclimated. The season about 2 weeks away and, work on that, whatever he need to work on and get back to the game shape and, just trying to win, man. The money will take care of himself later, man. So
that'll
I just hope you understand that.
I got you.
Man, that's what I want to say.
All right, Luke.
Man, I haven't called you in a week or two or so, man. I miss you guys, man.
Well, we miss you too, man. Lou. I miss you I miss my car. I think we lost Lou. I think he went into a microwave or something.
He hit
a
tunnel, yeah.
Yeah.
A microwave is probably, that's what it sounded like.
Yeah. Let's get to, oh boy. Let's get to G from the shop. G, you got to keep it G-rated. What's going on, pal? How are you?
I always know how to talk on the radio, man.
I know.
I'm sorry that you had to deal with that unfortunate situation, man. I don't want to see nobody Don't nobody watch your clothes rustle, man.
Gee, I thought you were going to keep this somewhat relatively clean.
Hey, we gotta make you feel better, man. We got to make you feel better, man.
You know what would make me feel better is my card majestically showing up with everything still in it.
Hey, there it is. Driving by.
Yeah, right down the road.
No, you don't. You don't want it.
Probably at this point.
Them homeless people had it.
I know.
They used all your clothes for something.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And they saw your search history on your computer, man. It's a good thing they found it because they can't post what they found.
Now, gee.
You know, he's right.
You can't be serious. You can't be thinking that I've been a bad boy and have a bad search history, could you?
I know for a fact my search history is all over the place, so I can just imagine Chris Russell's. I've heard his laundry stories. That's why I know them clothes ended up in the trash, because he don't drive clothes all the way, and sometimes it smells like mildew.
Oh, gee.
You are
painting this image of me of like a big bad voodoo child, man. I am as clean cut as they get.
Man, you said you felt like mush on Monday when you went through all that. And I could look at you and tell you felt like mush. Hey, but Russell, you know you my man. I'm just breaking your chops.
Right.
And your balls.
Right. You're just doing a comedy hour right here, right?
Man, no. I just had to touch base with you. Right. You know, kick it a little bit.
I appreciate it. What do you think about B-Rock?
No, I'm glad he landed in a good spot, yeah. You know. But you said that about the 49ers. One thing I know for a fact about the 49ers, their training room needs some work because they always got their star players on the injury list.
Yeah.
All of them. Kittle, what's my man named McCaffrey? Everybody be on that injury list out there. So I hope B-Rob get some burn and show what he can do because he is serviceable.
Yeah.
He's definitely serviceable.
Well, they got, they had so many problems, and their running backs have all been banged up in training camp so far, like Garundo, who had a nice run last year with McCaffrey out, kind of midway through second half of the year. He's been banged up. Another couple of guys are banged up. They got rid of, as I mentioned, Mason, who replaced McCaffrey initially, and McCaffrey's always hurt. So, I mean, I think B-Rob, look, I don't know if B-Rob's going to go out there and get 22 carries a week. I wouldn't say that. But
how old is he, Russell?
B-Rob?
How old is B-Rob?
26, yeah.
Yeah, he still got gas in the tank because he didn't get ran in the dirt in Alabama on top, but he might have had the worst luck ever getting shot as a rookie, had some incompetent people in charge, and then the people that took over that made us successful, they not the ones that picked them. And I don't think he fit Kingsbury offense anyway. So it's just a bad luck, and it might be a good spot for him out San Fran.
Well, let's see. Thank you, G. Appreciate you, bud. Hope your boy is doing okay, all right?
Oh, no, for sure. I'm going to tell him you said what's up, man. Get some wheels, man. Put your seatbelt on and get that low jack, man.
Absolutely.
I love you, Russell.
All right, thank you. Love you,
man. Peace.
See you,
G.
Appreciate that. All right, what do you want to do? Take a timeout before? All right, we'll take a timeout. Stay on track. Don't forget, let me just pull it back up here so I make sure I do the right thing. Let's see here. Come on. I know you're there. All of our training camp coverage, Odyssey Sports training camp coverage, is brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. You didn't think I was going to be able to find it, right?
I was very impressed that you were able to find it.
Well, I mean, it took a lot of ba-da-ba-da-ba-da's and
a lot of filibustering, but that's, you know, nothing we haven't done on the show before.
That's what I do, exactly. I mean, I filibuster. I mean, I buy time and I make weird happen. On the Team 980, on your radio, and streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Oh, they don't make music like this anymore. Attaboy, Mad Max. Way to spin those tunes, man. This is when music was music, not when Little Nas was running around in his stained white drawers.
I'm shocked you're mentioning that before the final segment of the show. I really thought that's when it was coming.
We might have to bring it back.
I don't know. I'm of the opinion that might be a publicity stunt.
I thought so, too, but, I mean, it's on CNN, TMZ.
True. You never know.
You know.
But if it were a stunt, it would be all over.
Right.
CNN, TMZ.
I mean, Little Nas X doesn't work for WWE. He's got to understand this. There are, like, roles in society. You know? You shouldn't be running around in your tighty-whities.
It's not a great idea, that's for sure.
No. I mean, I was just shocked that he was wearing tidy whities, right?
Mm.
I mean, younger guys generally wear either boxer briefs or boxers, right?
Yeah, but I think you're forgetting a key component in all of this.
What?
That's okay. That's all I can say.
Okay. All right. I'm not aware of that key component, but that's okay. All right. Is the place, is the notion.
All I will say, straight guys strike me as more boxer brief guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware.
That could just be my personal biases.
Okay.
But I feel like the ratio of man to boxer is much different on the other side of the male aisle.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. I wasn't aware of this.
Spitballing here.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, listen, you find out things every day.
I'm trying to educate you.
Yeah. No. And you've been on the board for 6 hours, so your brain is probably...
We're a little loopy,
yeah,
but it's fine.
I was going to say, you're a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
No, let's not say that.
No?
No.
Okay.
No puffs.
All right. How about Fruity for Fruit Loops?
No.
No?
No.
Did you have your Wheaties this morning?
I had my bagel. Well, no, I actually didn't have my bagel yet. I had a different sandwich this morning. It was actually very good.
Wait, you haven't had your bagel yet?
No, because I had the breakfast sandwich.
Oh, wait. So you buy the breakfast sandwich. And then you buy an extra bagel?
No, I was going to bed last night. I was like, I'm kind of hungry. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a breakfast sandwich tomorrow in addition to my bagel, because I usually have my bagel around lunchtime. So I got in around 8:30, 9 o'clock, went over to the bagel spot, got myself a breakfast sandwich, had that before the show that Denton and I did this morning.
And then you still have a bagel to come,
yep.
is what I'm asking.
Yep. It's going to be my late lunch, early dinner.
Attaboy. I just had one of these, instant
cup noodles,
lunch cup of soup things.
Those are always good.
Because I like soup,
Cup noodles are always good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a fan.
It's probably not good for the carbohydrate count, but.
Well, or the sodium, but that's neither here nor there.
But, I mean, who's counting, right? I mean, I'm going to hell in a handbasket.
Exactly.
Speaking of going to hell, wait a second. I can't say that.
Did you block his call?
No, I don't think. Oh,
there it is.
There it is. Paulie is in the 757. Paulie, you're not going to hell in a handbasket, are you?
Hell to the W, man. I ain't, but you are with your tidy whities all over the parking garage.
Man,
there's some dirty tidy whities all over the parking garage with the initials CR.
I can promise you, there have been no tidy whities worn for at least 30 years.
Okay, right. That ain't what the parking lot attendant said. Yo.
Well, they wouldn't know. They weren't paying attention.
Yo. Give me the shot. He burned the hell out of you.
He didn't burn the hell out of me. Get lost.
Bruh. Hey, Max, answer the phone laughing. We were both laughing. Yeah.
Call.
And you killed. You don't even know what that reference is from, though, do you?
I have no idea. Paulie, I don't know any reference that you make because none of them make sense.
You never seen a movie, The Other Guys?
No, Paulie.
You never seen a movie, The Other Guys?
No. No, Paulie.
Come on, man. Marky Mark.
Paulie, how do you think that this show is as smart as it is? Do you think it's because I watch stupid movies?
Yeah, you watch a lot of stupid movies. Why the hell did you have your clothes basket in the car, though, bro?
I didn't have a clothes basket.
Dress out of your car?
I just had a couple of clothes items. I had some gym clothes items. I had a brand
clothes.
New hood.
That's a lot.
What?
Gym clothes? That's a lot.
No, it's not. He's been going to the gym. You leave him alone.
Yeah, exactly. Listen to Mad Max or AMAC or whatever his name is.
Hey, listen, man. Oh, man, my stomach is hurting. B-Rob, man, in the words of my man Stephen A. Smith, we don't care. He's gone.
That's mean.
Good luck to him. It ain't mean. He ain't on my team no more. Good luck to him. He went to a team that likes to run the ball, so he should be successful. But you know what? We don't care. All I care about is the Giants right now. I ain't even care about Terry. I care about the Giants. And starting the season out 1-0.
Yeah. That's the weird part. He thinks he's funny,
man, dude,
and he's not.
I can't tell you how much I've had to use the dump button today. It's the most I've had to use it in months.
I'm laughing at G for the shot. That's what I'm laughing at, man. Hey, but look, Stevie Ray, Stevie J, or whatever your name is, before you get up here and try to, I went back and listened to that. Before you get up here and try to talk trash about me, listen to the dumb stuff that comes out your mouth. You wanted Heineke to be the starter, but he might have would have messed it up for us.
Paulie, who are you beefing with right now?
Stevie Ray from Baltimore from yesterday.
Oh, okay.
You want Heineke to be the starter because, well, matter of fact, you glad he wasn't because he would have messed up the draft pick? Bro, he wasn't even on our team that year. He was in Atlanta. So who don't know football? Who don't know sports? Who don't know their own team? Obviously, you don't. Don't ever come up here trying to talk about me again, bruh. Ever. In your life. looking like Russell with his tighty whities on. Hell to the W.
Thank you, Paulie. Thanks, Paulie. Have a bad weekend.
He said hail to the W already. He's done.
I hope he heard the have a bad weekend part.
You know he did. You know he still listens.
Oh, man. This show is sometimes devolves into an absolute just anarchy, insane asylum.
It's one of my favorite parts of my Friday.
I mean, like, listen, we keep it light. I mean, it might be stupid, but we keep it light.
That's the whole point.
Right? We make you laugh or shake your head or
this isn't supposed to be a serious show.
No,
that's 10-1.
Exactly. Coach Sheehan's got serious covered. Or Denton Day, because Denton Day does Coach Sheehan's day show more than Coach Sheehan.
Hey, man, listen, if you can get away with these vacations, I'm more power to you.
I said to D-Day yesterday, I said, I need Sheehan's agent. My goodness. I'm just sitting here slaving over a hot microphone, working until the cows come home.
He's sitting on a beach, man. Living the good life.
Man alive. All right. I keep teasing this. The ESPN positional rankings. Did you guys do this on the Coach Sheehan show?
We did not. Who wrote these rankings?
Mike Clay of ESPN.
Okay.
Who's more of a fantasy guy, but obviously he does a lot of NFL analyst work.
I remember last season, prior to the season, Mike Clay had a lot of rankings that we would talk about.
Right, exactly. So they broke it down position by position, right? You want to know where the Commanders ranked in terms of the safety position. Now, that's Will Harris, that's Jeremy Reeves, that is Quan Martin, that's Percy Butler, and Tyler Owens.
I think I saw Linnell Willingham tweet something about this. Is it dead last?
It is. Ding, 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 ding.
Wildly disrespectful.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think Will Harris is going to be way better than people think he is.
I'm telling you, man. Donna Hopkins has been doing a kick-ass job out at Ashburn. Yesterday, she was kind of hanging out, talking to Mikey, and then, Revo came over, and then Marshawn kind of walked by, and then they were kind of making fun of him, so he turned back around. And then Jaden popped up, but right before Jaden came in, she asked them about Will Harris, and they gave, a lot of really good answers. He brings the physicality that I feel like they're going to be, that they lost when they lost, why am I blanking on his name?
Jeremy Chinn.
Yes. Yep. I was going to see Jeremy Reeves because I knew that was wrong.
No.
But yeah. So I think Will Harris, he's versatile. He can play any position in the secondary. And plus he lives the crash dummy lifestyle, much like Jeremy Reeves does. So I'm very excited to see what we get out of Will Harris in the secondary.
Harris is better in coverage than his grades and the reputation.
I kind of agree.
I'm not saying he's lights out in coverage,
but serviceable.
You saw the play. It's only one play. Third down, red zone, inside the 5-yard line or right at the goal line is where the play was made.
Yeah, got to make a hit.
On the tight end, right? And he just perfectly wraps around him, sticks his arm in there. Now, I'm not saying he's not going to give up stuff.
I mean, it's defense. Things happen all the time like that.
Exactly. I disagree completely with that. As a matter of fact, the Kansas City Chiefs are 31st. The Buffalo Bills are 30th.
Well,
three out of the four teams that were in the final four in the championship games are the three worst ranked teams amongst safeties. I'll have more for you when we come back because we got to take a timeout because Paulie drove us nuts and made us screw up the clock. So we'll take the timeout right here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Well, hi there. Hello.
Took me a second. Got
it's
there.
It's okay. Final 20 minutes or so of the radio program. I think Linnell Willingham and Burgundy and Gold today is coming up. I have not seen the...
He's probably hiding in... He's probably hiding in one of the, yeah. the recordings booths.
But usually, like, I see him,
milling
in and around.
He's messing with Darius and Ryan.
He's probably studying and breaking down Julian Good-Jones tape.
Why? He's not on the team anymore.
Yeah, it was part of the bad joke.
Nah.
Part of the bad joke. My guy Mo says, come on, Rooster. All you need is an Apple AirTag that cost about $20, no monthly fees or anything like that. It got my car back the same night it was stolen earlier this year. I actually have three of them in my car in different places in the car. My guy Lenny the Legend says, get you Apple products. Track the auto.
I have some
terrible
news. What
happens if you don't have an Apple phone?
Listen, I have some terrible news for all of you.
Yeah, what's that?
You guys thought Chris Russell would be an Apple guy?
Exactly.
You guys, I'm smarter of all than people the rest on these of you. Airwaves.
I'm smarter than the rest of you people.
Case in point.
Everyone that I know has Apple products and nothing but problems. Nothing but problems.
I've had none. They make it quite easy. They do a great
Nothing
job over
but
there.
Problems. You,
they
do a great job over there. You are the one. You are a space cadet.
I guess those camps that my mom sent me to get me away from the house for one day in the summer every week or so. I guess they're paying off.
There you go. There you go. I'm happy for you. Can you get Apple tags if you don't have an Apple phone? No, right?
No,
you
I'm pretty. I'm pretty sure you can now.
Oh, you can. Okay.
It was a thing when they came out that you couldn't, but I believe that has changed. Not 100% sure, but I believe it has changed.
Mm, yeah. All right. So, no, there's no update on the car, with the exception of what I said earlier in the show, which is it got a speeding ticket in C. Pleasant, Maryland on Central Avenue, and then went apparently to McDonald's for dinner that night, and then went to hell in a handbasket. In a machete, and I still don't have my car or my or anything. So there you go. But yeah, thanks to Mo and thanks to Lenny the Legend for telling me I should get Apple products when I simply refuse to get an Apple phone. And they were nice trying to help. I literally refuse. I'm sorry. I just refuse to get Apple products. I don't have a computer, Apple product, computer, whatever. I don't have Apple phones. I don't have Apple. What else do you people buy?
It's okay, man. Keep depriving yourself of living the good life. It's fine. You can keep handcuffing yourself. It's fine.
I'm good. I mean, this was not because I don't have an Apple product. This was because I trusted America, and America
well,
has gone you to pieces.
Left your window open in a parking garage in D.C. when the National Guard is sweeping the streets and the safest place to steal a car is in a parking garage, but that's besides the point.
Maybe, you know, I wish the same dude that got fired for throwing the sandwich at the National Guard there.
Did he get fired?
Yeah, he got fired from his job.
That's crap.
He was a government employee. I wish instead of them stealing my car, I wish he would have slathered a tuna salad sandwich on my trunk.
In or on?
On.
Mm.
I wouldn't Much have less eat, messy. I wouldn't have eaten it, but well, I could have easily taken care of it.
I didn't expect you to eat it.
No, I'm just saying. Just saying. All right. So here's the deal. We told you that the safety position is ranked the worst for the Commanders. But ironically, the Commanders, Chiefs, and Bills, three Super Bowl contenders, and three out of the final four, are all ranked 30th, 31st, 32nd in terms of safeties, according to Mike Clay, ESPN. And, you know, he gives, you know, sort of the reason, losing Jeremy Chinn, the PFF grades of some of the guys. I mean, obviously, he's using some analytics here, what have you. I think he's being a little bit rough, but what have you.
I don't know that the safety position matters anymore, looking at this this ranking.
I mean, yeah. The cornerback position, they ranked 15th, so, like, basically middle. I think that's fair. I mean, maybe a little bit. You think that's a little high or a little low?
It's a little low.
I think that's a little low if Marshawn Lattimore is healthy.
Correct.
Okay.
And given the showing that we saw last year, it wasn't great. Yeah, so I understand why it's 15.
So they were also graded as the best off-ball linebacker group. Now, that's including Bobby Wagner, obviously, Frankie Louvu, right? They play 98.2% of their snaps. You know, all the tackles, Louvu, of course, 250 plus tackles, 20 plus sacks over the past three seasons. Two of those were in Carolina. I don't know if I agree with this. I mean, as good as they are,
I think he saw two big names that he recognized.
Yeah.
And was like, God, number one.
I mean, Philadelphia's number two, and Zach Brown was awesome. Not Zach Brown.
Of the band fame? No, Zach Bond.
Zach Bond.
The 26th best player in the NFL, according to the players.
Oh, how about Jaden at 21, huh?
Too low.
Yeah. I don't like a lot of those polls because I can't trust that the players actually voting for them give a...
Because we were looking at it, and Dak Prescott, like, widely a very strong rookie season. Widely regarded as one of the best rookie seasons, but not better than Jaden's most recent rookie season.
Mm-hmm.
Dak Prescott ranked 17th that year in 2017, going into the 2017 season. Jaden being at 21st and having a quarterback who can't really hold a candle to almost anything that he does about to be ranked higher than him and having Philly fans jump in my mentions. It's tiresome.
I mean, here's the one. I didn't take much offense to it because I tried to look at it this way, and this is why I didn't bring it up on the show. Maybe we'll talk about it on Monday. You know, Jaden, at best, you could argue, is the fifth best quarterback in the NFL right now, right? At best, based on not based on the future, but based on accomplishments.
Based on right now.
Right. So if you factor that in with all of the great wide receivers, your Justin Jeffersons, your Jamar Chases, your C.D. Lambs, right? And I don't know if C.D. Lamb ranked ahead, but I wouldn't put D.K. Metcalf. If you then throw Saquon Barkley, if you then throw Derrick Henry, if you throw Christian McCaffrey, right? That all of a sudden, like, you're already in the, 10-11 range? Now, you haven't put a defensive player yet. You haven't put an offensive lineman yet.
Yeah.
I didn't really take offense to Jaden being 21.
I don't either. It's just when you break it down and you look at who is going to be on the list higher, Jaden should be ahead of those people, a la Jalen Hurts.
All right. Going back to the ESPN rankings, you know where the Commanders ranked edge rusher-wise?
32nd.
Mm-hmm.
Eh.
Yeah. Philadelphia, once again, 31st.
At the edge position?
Well, I shouldn't say once again. Another Super Bowl Final Four team from last year, right ahead of the Commanders. So the Commanders ranked twice last. But in each instance, safety and edge rusher, they have at least one member of the Final Four from last year ranked right ahead of them. And that's Philadelphia. And probably because, again, everybody knows how good, what's his name is, Jalen Carter is.
Yeah.
They lost Milton Williams, and he was more interior,
of an interior run stuffer.
But they lose Josh Sweat. You know, is Barnett still with them? He's
I'm not
always
sure, but
hurt.
They brought in Jahad Campbell.
Yeah, they did. I think that's a little harsh on them, too. But, you want to downgrade them, I guess. But, his thing was, where is it here?
I'm out on Mike Clay's rankings.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm just trying to pull it up here because I hit the wrong button. He said Dante Fowler led the Commanders in sacks, 10.5, and pass rush wins last year, 37. Signed with Dallas in free agency. Little was done to replace him, with journeyman Dietrich Wise Jr., 36-year-old Von Miller, and Jacob Martin brought in to join Dorrance Armstrong and Cleveland Farrell. Versatile Frankie Louvu, the only player on the roster who had more than six sacks, will once again be the key to Washington's pass rush. Well, if we're including Louvu in the best off-ball linebackers, then I guess he probably shouldn't be in the edge rushers. But he's mentioning Louvu almost like he included that in the analysis of the edge. Because I think with Von Miller, Louvu, and improved Dorrance Armstrong, Kinlaw when they bounce him outside, Deron Payne when they bounce. I think those guys are going to be fine. Martin, I think those guys are going to be fine. I don't think it's going to be like some hemorrhage point that people are thinking. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to be great. It's not like the Giants Super Bowl NASCAR package, or hell, even what the Giants are going to bring to Landover in 2 weeks. But I think it's going to be fine. I've talked about this week. I think they replaced the 13.5 sacks that they subtracted with Dante Fowler and Jonathan Allen leaving pretty easily between Von Miller, Jacob Martin, I think maybe even a better Dorrance Armstrong, Javon Kinlaw. Now, again, if Javon Kinlaw is being classified as an... Again, Frankie Louvu considered an off-ball linebacker instead of an edge, right? And again, that's why these lists get a little wonky. But anyway, the Commanders' defense, twice. I guarantee you another reason why, it's that stupid DVOA stuff.
Not a believer, are you?
Never.
Interesting.
Sorry.
That's fine.
I hate it. I'm getting more and more resentful, and I don't know why. Probably because it's shoved down my throat.
It's proven it works. I believe in it. I understand why.
Are you a devout believer in DVOA?
I wouldn't say devout, but at the same time, it factors into my mindset when I'm looking at stats for football.
I don't disagree that it should factor in.
It's not the end all be all. Well, I think that's what you hate.
That's what I resent.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't say I don't like DVOA or I hate DVOA. It's those that use DVOA as, again, you say,
gospel.
The end all. The what?
The gospel, end all be all, all that. Yeah.
Like the only component that matters.
Yeah.
That I don't
agree with that.
I mean, but just like I would say yards per game is not what you should be using either.
For sure.
I mean, there's no one component to statistical analysis that you should be using.
You know what the one component is?
What's that?
The eye test. Hmm. If you know ball, you should know what you're watching.
What happens if your eyes just aren't that good, though?
Then you don't know ball.
Okay.
And you shouldn't make a living talking ball.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a good point. All right. Coming up next, we will say goodbye. We will let Mad Max go on this Friday because he's been
freedom!
On the board for 6 hours. Freedom! Freedom! We'll also have Dum Dum of the Day next on the Team 980. Oh, yeah. We were talking about this earlier. When we played Everyday People.
Shout out,
and
Coach.
And we wrap it out. Yep. Shout out to Coach John Thompson. Hope he's having a good Friday.
I'm sure
he
is.
High above. Good job, Max. Appreciate you for doing this. Yeah, I mean, brings back some great memories of the old days around here. You know, we miss Coach. You know, you always knew this was going to proceed. We don't do no overtime. We are out of here. Coach, God love him. All right. It is time, because it's not 5 o'clock here yet, but it will be soon. And by the way, officially, happy 1 week anniversary of my car being stolen. Yes, exactly. It is time to wrap up the show before we turn things over to Linnell for Dumb Dumb of the Day. Max, have you ever been in the Orlando International Airport? I know you just drove down to North Florida.
That's right.
But
I have been down to that airport. Okay. It's been a while, but I have been down there.
It's kind of crazy. A major, 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 major hub.
Yeah.
Okay, as you would predict. I mean, Orlando being obviously a vacation destination for so many and so many people living there, so on and so forth. So, recently, a woman erupted in a temper tantrum and attacked a Southwest Airlines gate agent over their bag policy. No, not over their bag policy. Smashing a computer and kicking him after she missed multiple flights. This is all caught on video. I've seen the video. She keeps going. She keeps attacking the guy. She had an epic meltdown again last week after she failed to make the standby list for three consecutive flights, according to the guy who filmed the video. Quote, she tried to get in through the gate after it closed and they asked her to stop, said, again, the guy who took the video, Peyton Tuberville or whatever. Sounds like Tommy Tuberville's kid. I don't know. And then the video shows the unidentified woman approaching the desk, repeatedly screaming, "Are you kidding me?" at the desk agent in a pink shirt. He calmly asks her to back away. She then kicks the man. She kicks the man in the pink. And she's wearing like shorts and a burgundy-ish type shirt. And she said, "Two flights wasted. Three planes after 45 minutes. I don't know what any of that means. But the man is trying to calm her down, right, to, get witnesses around to call police. She then walks back over to the desk. She winds up, and she throws a right hook at the computer monitor, knocking it to the ground. Yeah. What do you think happened? We don't know, actually.
I think she made her flight. That's what I think happened.
It's not clear if the woman was arrested, says the New York Post. Southwest Airlines declined to comment on the incident, and Orlando International Airport police did not immediately respond to a request for additional information.
Sounds like she made her flight.
You know what they should have done?
Put her on a flight.
They should have put her in a toilet bowl.
Well,
head
on
first.
A plane? I think
no.
She'd be fine.
No. There's got to be a toilet bowl free. Turn her upside down.
A little swirly action.
There you go. I mean, that is a dumb if I've ever heard of one. Honey, control yourself. Control your anger, baby. And that's how we'll end out the week. Tomorrow afternoon at noon, the most exciting event of all time. The Baltimore Junior Ravens and the Washington Sophomore Commanders.
You going to be watching that or you going to be watching
freshman.
Week 0?
Well, I'm going to unfortunately be there.
Oh, yeah. Forgot. You have to work.
I don't have to. But, like, if I want an interview for Monday's show, I like to show my face. I like to be responsible when I say things.
Feel that.
You know, I should be there. I can do lots of shtick with Grant and Mitch and John Conn.
And that's always a great time.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Mad Max, I appreciate you as always. One of these days, I'm going to actually coordinate getting you a bagel.
That would be nice.
And taking care of
you.
But
I know what's going to happen. You're going to text me after I've already gotten the bagel.
Well,
and I'm prepared for it.
Exactly. Sorry about that.
Okay,
one of these
buddy.
Days, I owe you. That's Mad Max. Linnell is next. Enjoy your weekend. See you tomorrow at Northwest Stadium if you're out and about. Otherwise,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.